Hello, everybody. I'm back at you again with a story that just dropped not too long ago. I want to give a shout out to Mother Truckers. I got this story from him as well. There has been a lot of talk as to why the rates have been low for truck drivers. And what you come to find out is that there have been a lot of human trafficking as far as illegal immigrants. They have been using illegal immigrants to, transport loads, either bring them over here or the ones that are already here. And given the opportunity to drive a truck, they were actually, offered 50 cents a mile, and then they would not pay them after doing the job and threaten, to expose them if they didn't work harder or do the job for free. And you had two brothers in San Antonio who ran a business over there that is, I believe, now bankrupt for hiring illegal immigrants and overworking them. This is human trafficking at its finest. And they were basically doing the jobs for free. So if you wondering why rates were so low, that is one and this was the way to try to gain leverage as far as, dropping rates. Those brothers, I believe, actually were arrested, on the human trafficking issue. But this is wrong, and then it's a slap in the face also to Americans also, who working hard and trying to pay their bills and dealing with all kind of things and issues, financial issues, particularly with owner operators, and then you have guys out here who are actually working for free. And basically, in a sense, being blackmailed, threatened, to be turned in because they're here working for free. So it's like, you're doing something wrong, and then you're attempting to say they're doing something wrong if they don't continue to do something wrong. I mean, like, come on, really. So there you have it. There you have it. It's like, wow, utterly disgusting to do that to anybody. Here we earn wages to pay for our lifestyles and stuff. And now you got people that actually want free labor. Want free labor. I'm angered by that. As if truck drivers don't have it hard enough. You attempting to put somebody in a truck, having them drive a truck and offering them a certain amount per mile, and then all of a sudden you don't pay them after they do the work. And you threaten, their legitimacy as far as being here just because they want pay. I'm disgusted. I really am. But I think this was information that I felt that you know, you guys needed to know, because this was important. You know, this was something that was important. And for those out there who don't, who are not aware of this, who knows how many companies are actually doing this, which, you know, threatens your wages, You deserve to get paid a decent wage, let alone for somebody to be stepping in and doing it for free by someone who's threatening to, you know, turn them in based on their status as far as, you know, being able to be here. Wow, this bothers me in more ways than one. Because you're not just doing harm to the people that are working for free for you, but you're doing harm to the people who actually are here trying to earn a decent living for their families and take care of their families and threatening their way of life. And as hard as these people work and putting the people here that's working hard, you know, at risk of their businesses and stuff. And I, again, how many companies are actually out there doing this? Robbing legitimate CDL drivers out of their right to earn a decent living. Robbing Americans out of their right, American CDL drivers out of their right to earn a decent living for their families. Anyway, if you guys have any comments, again, I wanted to make sure that I leave my email. I hadn't been doing that. So again, it is aonentshow@gmail.com. You can hit me up on any issues that you feel that might be a threat to your livelihood as a CDL driver, and the things that that you may have an issue with. I have no issue you know, talking about those problems that you may be experiencing out there as a truck driver. That's what we're here for. Again, is aonentshow@gmail.com. I appreciate y'all, but again, stay alert. Wow. How many companies are actually out there doing this? That's robbing us as well. That's you know, you're not just robbing them people, you're robbing everybody. And it's human trafficking. And then blackmail. Peace out, everybody. This is A1. Love y'all. Peace out. Bless y'all. Kiss the kids before you go to bed. Thanks, A1. Diversity all the way. Peace.